Just wondering what you've seen so far from this Patriots team.
I've seen a good football team. You know, I've seen, obviously, when I look at the Patriots and I look at, you know, they're 11-1 in openers at Gillette Stadium, and Tom Brady's, 49-3 in his last 52 starts at Gillette Stadium. I understand that this is a good football team. They're well coached. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They're very sound in what they do special teams wise, and they've been that way for a long, long time. And so we understand that it's a great challenge going up there.
What have you seen from your team, Coach?
Well, I've seen a team that at times can do some good things, but we've got to be more consistent in what we do, and we've been working real hard in practice, and it's got to, it needs to transfer over on game day.
How much of a problem has the running game been for you guys through two games?
Well, we haven't stopped the run. We haven't done a good enough job of stopping the run, so we got to do a better job of that, and we get another opportunity on Sunday.
The Patriots ran the ball a little bit better on Sunday in Minnesota. How does a guy like Ridley convey on tape?
Yeah, I think he plays really well. I think they got a good stable of backs back there. I mean, Ridley's, a strong, powerful runner that really can cut and move and runs with power. And then obviously Shane Vereen is very explosive coming out of the backfield. So they present some real challenges, with the backs that they have, because they both bring a little bit something different to the table.
Tough start to the season for Maurice Jones-Drew, Coach, and kind of where's he at? And
yeah, he's still dealing with the hand a little bit. He didn't practice today, but he's getting better. He's improving every day, and hopefully we'll be able to get him back out there soon, because he's a big part of what we're trying to do.
What did you see over the first 3 or 4 months that made you believe that Derek Carr was the right guy?
Just watching him from the time that he got here, we did a lot of work on him. Prior to the draft, we really liked him as a quarterback. He's very smart. He's very mature for his age. He sees the field really well as a quarterback, and really can handle a lot of information and handle a lot of volume of things that we can ask him to do. So, he's still a rookie. He's still seeing a lot of things for the first time. But every day I continue to see improvement out of him.
Based on where you got him in the draft, you obviously felt very strongly. It was clearly a guy that you wanted to take. But where was Jimmy Garoppolo on your draft board?
Well, we like Jimmy too. He's a good quarterback, good player, he was obviously a guy that we liked.
Was he a guy that maybe you looked at as somebody who might need a little more time to develop? Jimmy, I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I think all rookies need time to develop, he's obviously a good player, and I'm sure the Patriots are glad they got him.
Coach, Bill Belichick has kind of sung the praises of some of the veteran players you have, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley, and I'm wondering, I know, those two guys in particular, and Smith as well, are all new to this defense this year. I'm wondering how they've adapted and how you've seen them perform through 2 weeks here.
Yeah, I think they've adapted well. I think anytime you add that many new pieces, it takes a little bit of time for all of them to kind of gel together. I think we're still working through that. But they've done a great job of working every day, working to get better, and continuing to try to help lead this football team.
How have you gone about deploying those guys? You added a lot of quality names on the defensive edge this offseason. I mean, how have you been able to rotate their reps or deploy them?
Well, I think when you face the offenses of the NFL today and a lot of the up-tempo type of stuff and getting in a lot of spread formations and kind of run pass options and those kinds of things, you've got to be able to rotate guys and keep them fresh throughout the game, and that's something that we haven't really had the opportunity to do very much here. But I think now with a little bit more depth along the defensive line, we've been able to kind of establish a little bit more of a rotation.
Coach, obviously it's a win results type oriented league. and that hasn't been a strong point of the team the last couple of years, but it seems from afar that there is some stability in Oakland right now. And can you maybe speak to that and how things appear to at least be heading in the right direction?
Well, hey, listen, I think they are, but we need to begin to get the results on the field, and that's what really matters. I mean, you said it; it's a results oriented business, and we need to get some better results.
Not too often you see a guy in the league for 17 years. I mean, what have you seen out of Charles Woodson, and how remarkable is it to see him still going at this point?
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding. I mean, you know, I think he's gotten better at playing the safety position. He's a real passionate player. He loves the game. He loves to come out and compete, and I think he's done a good job for us.
On the other end of the spectrum, you have a young man who's played his college ball up this way, Scott Simonson, who's on your practice squad. And can you speak to what you've seen from him thus far?
Yeah, Scott's done a nice job for us. You know, Scott was a guy that, you know, we got as a free agent after the draft. And you know, a lot of times you're not sure exactly what you're getting when you get those guys. But he's continued to come in and work every day. And he's a fierce competitor. And I think he's going to continue to get better. And you know, hopefully someday he'll work his way into, you know, being a player on a 53-man roster.
Dennis, how have you seen the Patriots' offensive line improve from week one to week two? Do you see anything different or, you know, remarkably different in those two games?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously I thought they did a great job, you know, against Minnesota of protecting Tom and giving him an opportunity to throw the ball. Obviously they did a good job in the run game and creating some holes and being able to rush for as many yards as they were able to against Minnesota. You know, I think that's a unit that plays very well together. You know, New England's always had a really good offensive line, and I think they're no different this year.
What have been your early impressions of working with Ross Idaling?
Ross has done a nice job for us. You know, again, you know, here's a guy that we just got in a couple weeks ago, and he's been working on our practice squad, and he's been a guy that, you know, we've kind of double trained a little bit, safety and corner, and he's done a nice job of coming in and working every day.
Two times here in the first three games, I guess you've had to fly across the country to play a football game. Not that I would ask you if it's an excuse, but does it make any kind of a difference?
Does what make any kind of difference?
Being asked to travel all this way and getting acclimated.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you know, it, the schedule is what the schedule is, and you know, our job's to show up and try to win a football game, and that's really what we're focused on doing. We're not really focused on the travel.
When will you come this way? Do you come 2 days in advance?
We'll leave on Friday.
Gotcha.
Do you guys have to do anything to alter the schedule during the week to prepare for a game that's essentially starting at 10 a.m. for you?
Yeah, we don't change a whole lot as far as what we do. We start pretty early here anyway, so we kind of keep the schedule as normal as possible.
Dennis, one of your assistants there, Tony Sperano, is pretty familiar with this team. I'm wondering if you'll lean on him any more so than any other week, or how he's going to be helpful to you this week.
Well, Tony's been a great addition to the staff, and he does a great job for us, you know, coaching our offensive line, doing a lot of work in the run game, helping me as the assistant head coach. He's been a real benefit to our football team, and I lean on him a lot every week, and I don't think this week's any different.